Next, Section 4, Schedule 55, Finance Act 2009 penalties. Know the good news, and that is that HMRC is introducing a new construction industry scheme penalty regime from October 2011. But what, of course, is better news is that HMRC has decided that the new penalties can be applied retrospectively if requested by the contractor. The new penalties to be imposed under Schedule 55 Finance Act 2009 are as follows. Firstly, a fixed penalty of £100 immediately a return is late, that is, submitted after the 19th of the month deadline. A second fixed penalty of £200 is imposed 2 months after the filing date if the return is still outstanding. Then, if the return is still outstanding 6 months after the issue of the first penalty, a tax-geared penalty will be charged, which is the greater of 5% of the amount of the deductions shown on the CIS return, or £300. If the return is still outstanding 12 months after its due date, a second tax-geared penalty becomes due, and that is as follows. Firstly, if HMRC determines that withholding information on the return has been deliberate and concealed, the penalty is the greater of 100% of any deduction shown on the return, or £3,000. If, however, HMRC determines that withholding information on the return has been deliberate but not concealed, the penalty will be the greater of 70% of any deduction shown on the return, or £1,500. In all other cases, where HMRC determines that information on the return has not been withheld deliberately, the penalty will be the greater of 5% of any deduction shown on the return, or £300. And for AAT members and myself, we will be hoping to get any such cases that we have to deal with within that last bracket. Paragraph 13 of Schedule 55 to the Finance Act 2009 introduces a penalty capping provision. HMRC guidance on this states the following. If you have not sent any previous returns and are filing your first returns late, there will be an upper limit of £3,000 on the total fixed penalties that may accrue. The limit only applies in respect of contractors new to the construction industry scheme that have not sent in their first returns on time. It does not apply to contractors that have already filed returns previously. I think it is important for AAT members to recognise that this cap, which could result in significant savings, does only apply to businesses that have not previously registered and submitted monthly returns. HMRC's guidance includes 7 examples of who might and who might not benefit under the Section 55 provisions. You can find that guidance on its website under www.hmrc.gov.uk/CIS/penalties-late-returns. In the second example HMRC provides, we see that Contractor B, who is new to the construction industry scheme and therefore benefits from the upper limit, the capping provisions that applies under paragraph 13 of Schedule 55. The contractor has been paying subcontractors for 16 months before sending in his outstanding returns for the period, in this example, from 5th of May 2009 to the 5th of August 2010. The contractor sends them all in on the 22nd of August 2010. Each return has £200 deduction shown and fewer than 50 subcontractors. Therefore, the penalties under Section 98A of Taxes Management Act 1970 for the 16 returns would amount to £15,600. However, the penalties chargeable under Schedule 55 of Finance Act 2009 for those 16 returns would amount to only £3,140, a reduction of over £12,000. The difference is substantial, mainly because of the capping provisions. In HMRC's examples where the Section 55 penalty provisions do not help, the worst-case scenario is Example 7, where the contractor is not new to CIS, therefore the capping provisions do not apply, and the Section 98A penalties would be £1,500. But that is less than the £2,100 due under the Schedule 55 Finance Act 2009 penalty provisions. Contractors who have incurred penalties under Section 98A need to consider the merits of asking HMRC to review the penalties charged under Section 98A and to see if Schedule 55 penalties would be lower. In reality, there's nothing to lose. HMRC will repay any excess where the Section 98A penalties have already been paid. So we really need to be looking back at any settled cases. HMRC guidance tells us that appeals against penalties should be submitted to the CIS Centre in Newry, marking the correspondence Section 102 claim. The full address of the CIS Centre in Newry is HM Revenue and Customs, CIS Centre, Carnbay, and that's C-A-R-N for Norman, B for Baker, A-N for Norman, E, Way, Newry, and the postcode is B for Baker, T for Tommy, 35, 6, Q for Queen, G for George.